Boston wins the World Series in Denver, and 1,700 miles away, Red Sox fans' joy resonates.
This is awesome!
Yeah, baby!
In North Carolina, questions follow a house fire that killed seven college kids.
I still have cold chills, and I can still hear that guy's voice hollering for help.
Parents should again focus on autism.
Pediatricians push for autism screening twice for every American child.
Good morning. I'm Dave Barrett with the CBS World News Roundup. Red Sox Nation will fly another world championship banner after Boston swept away Colorado's dreams of being the best in baseball. To Denver and CBS's Steve Futterman.
There's a Beantown celebration here in the Rocky Mountains. The Boston Red Sox have won their second World Series in four seasons with a 4-3 win over the Colorado Rockies. And for the second time in four seasons, it was a four-game sweep. The Red Sox dominated the series from start to finish. Only once in the entire four games did the Red Sox even trail.
This is Carl Stevens in Boston. Police had their hands full dealing with thousands of fans who spilled onto the streets of the city to celebrate what used to be unthinkable in Boston. The Red Sox are once again World Series champions. The Sox broke an 86-year-long jinx in 2004, and now another championship is icing on the cake. Carl Stevens for CBS News, Boston.
Earlier this season, a Boston furniture store said if you bought sofas, beds, and chairs, you could get them free if you purchased by mid-April. The catch? The Red Sox had to win the World Series. Now that they have, 30,000 customers will get rebates. What caused a terrible beach house fire that killed seven young people in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina? Officials still don't know. The latest from CBS's Jim Crisula, who joins us live.
Dave, it could be several days before we know the cause of the fire and the names of the seven college students who died in the inferno. Six of them were from the University of South Carolina, where counselors and clergy will be on campus today. Andrew Sorensen is the school's president.
These are young people in the prime of their life. They have so much to look forward to, and it's just profoundly tragic.
Debbie Smith is mayor of this coastal resort.
This is the most tragic thing that's happened in town of Ocean Isle. With this kind of loss of life.
Live at Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, I'm Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The firefight goes on in Southern California. That's a chopper over Mount Palomar. On the ground, CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
I see nothing but smoke. Every nook and cranny beneath me, in the valleys, the lower mountaintops, everything is smoke, just a blanket of gray.
More than a dozen of the wildfires are completely surrounded. Others have between 50% and nearly total containment, but there's also a chance that some hot, dry winds could return in the next few days. Early detection could mean autism might not strike some children as severely as it can. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor with more on what experts are saying.
Dave, the experts say this.
Children who are diagnosed early and receive quality intervention in the way of speech and occupational therapy, behavioral therapy, social skills training have a better prognosis.
Clinical professor of pediatrics, Dr. Chris Johnson, the nation's top pediatricians group, is now recommending by the age of two, all children be screened for autism twice.
We think it's a very welcome turn of events. We welcome the pediatricians looking at this.
As Marguerite Colson, Autism Society of America. Dave?
There's a push to have more African-American men get screened for colon cancer. They have the highest rates of that disease. CBS News medical correspondent John LaPook says it just makes sense to have the procedure.
If you find colon cancer early in the first stage, the cure rate is almost 95%.
LaPook's getting the word out today on Oprah. Announcement from Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He's battling prostate cancer at age 62. A government official says Olmert's condition is not life-threatening. Iowa has an official state rock, the geode. Now a decision will put some politicians with presidential aspirations between a rock and a hard place. Iowa Democrats have moved their caucuses up to January 3rd. Republicans had done so earlier this month. What's that mean to those running for the White House?
We're going to see the candidates trekking to Iowa even more than they have in recent months. We're going to see them there literally throughout the Christmas holiday.
David Mark is senior editor at Politico.com. Live in an apartment complex. If you want cable, you often have one choice. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan with us live now. And Steve, there's a chance that that could change.
Could change Wednesday, Dave, when the FCC is due to strike down thousands of exclusive contracts between apartments and big cable companies. The commission chairman tells the New York Times this will open the door for other companies with video like AT&T and Verizon and satellite providers, too. Mark Cooper of Consumers Union.
Consumers have been ripped off by cable companies for an awfully long time, and a little bit of competition does us good.
Studies show when a second cable company enters a market, prices drop by as much as 30%. Dave?
Are Iran's nuclear aspirations linked to those going to college in Britain? CBS's Vicky Barker with us now from London. Vicky, how about that?
Well, Dave, figures obtained by opposition lawmakers here in Britain show some 30 Iranian nationals are already doing postgraduate work in subjects which British intelligence considers proliferation sensitive. Another 60 have been accepted to study nuclear physics and related subjects. Now, the revelation comes less than a week after Prime Minister Gordon Brown vowed to back tough new sanctions against Iran over its nuclear ambitions.
Now, another suicide blast in Iraq. 28 police recruits were killed. 20 others were wounded in Bakuba when a bomber on a bicycle attacked their base. She had been First Lady in Argentina.
Muchas gracias.
Now, Cristina Fernandez will become the first woman to be elected president there. She succeeds Nestor Kirchner, her husband. It's late in the hurricane season, but now Haiti's feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Noel with 50-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Its heavy rains are pelting that part of the Caribbean, and officials are concerned that flash flooding could result. He was a mainstay at the Grand Ole Opry.
High on the mountain, what do you see?
Porter Wagoner.
Bear tracks, looking back at me.
You'd hear plenty of stories when Porter Wagoner sang. He's died at age 80 from lung cancer. Wagoner sang about despair or life's tragedies. He was easy to spot with a big pompadour and rhinestone suits. He also helped launch Dolly Parton's career. Porter Wagoner's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Just this summer, he was the opening act when the rockers White Stripes played at New York's Madison Square Garden. Driving to work this morning, do you feel safe knowing there's an airbag that could pop out if you were in a crash? There's some question about that. A recent report claims the bags did not inflate in a number of accidents and 1,400 lives were lost. Here's CBS's John Harchie.
Airbags work in crash tests. They're credited with saving many thousands of lives. Frontal bags generally should deploy in a 12 to 15 mile an hour hard impact. But Insurance Institute for Highway Safety President Adrian Lund points out they may not in some real world accidents.
Crashes are really very complex events, and they're rarely as simple as the tests.
There are accidents in which airbags do not deploy, some fatal, possibly for many unique reasons, including slow speeds. But Center for Auto Safety Director Clarence Ditlow says the government should investigate such cases.
Airbags are good. They can be made better.
John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the World News Roundup for this Monday, October 29th, 2007. I'm Dave Barrett, CBS News.